Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. I release you to the wind for my sanity and peace of mind. The blockages that you've helped me build made me believe that you needed to be there with me to break them down as well. Not everyone is meant to be a part of this journey. And with this life being similar to a bus ride, your stop is here. I've allowed you to take up too much space, and it's counterproductive to my growth because your lack of reciprocated emotions make it hard for me to breathe. I can't ask you to feel the same, but I can ask you to continue to let life lead you astray from me, and one day, never come back. My spirit's been talking to me louder than ever lately, but when you arrived, and began to whisper, a sign that peace can no longer be found in your presence. I've always chosen you, but this time, and from here on, I owe that same love you received over the years to the woman in need, me. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv. And today we're going to be talking about choosing yourself and what that looks like, in my opinion. So throughout life, I've been through a lot of situations or involved in a lot of situations where I allowed myself to put other people and other things before my own well-being, essentially pouring from an empty cup and not making sure that I was okay first. Which, in a way, was self-sabotaging because I wasn't completely prepared for whatever task I needed to take on for that day or whatever the case was. And I wasn't able to give myself my all in those situations because I wasn't preparing for those situations ahead of time or putting other people's needs before mine, and me being exhausted after helping someone else, and before I helped them, I didn't do anything for myself, and then after, I still didn't because I was so exhausted. So I do feel like it is very important for us to take out that time throughout the day to make sure that we're okay and to do what's necessary for our well-being. I've had to learn that lately as far as me taking the time to slow down for one, because I ended up feeling like I did not have enough time to do what I needed to do and still have space left over for myself, which comes from planning. If you plan things out better or have a routine and get things done in an orderly fashion, then you'll have time for everything that you need. And I used to feel like structure and stuff like that was limiting, and oh, I don't have time for me to make up a plan or to figure things out. When in reality, if I would have actually sat down and, like, say the night before and tried to pick out my clothes for the day and try to give myself something to look forward to the next day by writing everything that I would need to get done out, waking up at a certain time and giving myself enough time to not only get everything done that I need to get done, but still having plenty of time left over to prepare for whatever I had going on after I took care of most of my tasks and got the chance to take my time and not feel anxious about things. I do feel like us rushing or lack of preparation does trigger anxiety, which I didn't realize. But also, choosing yourself is not only an external thing, but it's also internally making sure that mentally you are in the right headspace to be able to show up in the world that you need to in a productive way or to show up for other people that you love and care about and be able to give them your 100% attention because you've given yourself 100% as far as just checking in with yourself and being like, okay, how am I feeling today? Why do I feel this way? Why didn't I get enough sleep? How can I make sure that I get enough sleep in the future? Am I hungry? How much food should I eat? Okay, I just finished eating. I don't want to overstuff myself because then I'm going to be sluggish or I'm going to be bloated. And just the small things that we don't necessarily pay attention to, our body tells us and shows us what it needs. We just don't actually slow down and give ourselves that necessary care and nourishment that we need. And that also affects the way that we see the world around us as well, because if we aren't whole in ourselves and if we haven't taken those necessary steps to become like a domino effect of things continuing to frustrate you and make you feel less connected to yourself. Checking in with yourself to me helps to build that connection or help you to listen more to your body and what it means. And some of those practices to improve things like that that has helped me is meditation. Most definitely just trying to maintain being present and building that mindfulness within yourself. Also, having a routine of what time I'm going to wake up, what I'm going to do when I wake up, making sure that I do what is necessary for me to feel good. So when I get out of bed, I might do my meditation or I might pray. First, I might read my Bible or something, or read a book or something like that. I'll get out of bed and make my bed and take a shower, cook myself some food. Might go for a walk or something. Just giving myself a good space for my mind to wake up and my body to wake up and for me to get connected again and for me to be present in every moment throughout my day. If I do feel stressed out or something, just stepping back and analyzing with myself why I feel that way or removing myself from those spaces, because if I don't, then that could prolong the issues that I'm dealing with as well. And what I've noticed is examples of not choosing yourself is, like I said before, putting other people's needs and wants before yours. And that could look like you might have had plans for certain events or something throughout your day, and then a friend texts you and is like, hey, you need to come check this out, blah, blah, blah. And you drop everything that you're doing and you go be with that person. And once you're done with hanging around those people, you haven't accomplished anything that you need to get done that day. So then you feel behind. And when you feel behind, you start beating yourself up about it and falling into depression and then feeling like less than. It's all connected to the root of, if you would have taken care of yourself first and then made those plans, and if those plans were still open, then it was meant for you to go. But if you haven't taken care of yourself first, then you can wait. All those other things can wait, because those things aren't going to pay your bills. They aren't going to always be there for you the way that you need them to. You have to count on yourself to be there the way that you need somebody else to, and the way that you care for yourself is the way that you'll care for other people. And the way that you show up for yourself is the way that you'll show up for other people as well, in every situation of your life. Everything is connected. And also, if you explain to people, hey, I need to get this stuff done first, and they're like, oh, forget you then, you know, I didn't want to hang out with you anyway, and like tear you down, then that's a sign those people don't need to be around you. And a lot of the times we might not want to look too deep into situations, but a lot of the answers that we're looking for is already there. We just overlook them out of faith of a different outcome, which is not going to be the case. People are going to operate the way that they want to operate, and you have to act accordingly to what lines up with your boundaries and your mindset and values and morals and things like that. And if it doesn't add up to those things, then it doesn't need to be a part of your life. And that was a tough pill for me to swallow, too. I wanted to hold on to everybody and everything. I want to take all this stuff with me. But it was a heavy burden to carry, and I wasn't even carrying my own burdens. I was carrying other people's. I haven't even discovered where my burdens were because I was so disconnected from myself. But the more I've started to put forth the effort to do the things that I know would be best for me, and not only doing those things, but not necessarily feeling the need to explain everything. Like, there is a level of transparency and vulnerability that comes with any relationship or any situation, but monitoring that and paying attention to how much you need to give for you to still feel whole within yourself, because you can't pour from an empty cup. Also, me just paying attention to my environment as well. I didn't realize how big of a deal that was as far as the people I'm surrounded by on a day-to-day basis, or where I worked, if it aligned with me and me being able to openly express myself, or if it was limiting or restricting me, or if it was inconveniencing me more than it was helping me. If there was a lot of toxic energy there that may have been blocking me creatively, just anything along those lines that have pushed me into an uncomfortable space, but I'm compromising why I feel like I should be there in order to maintain a certain level of something for someone else and not myself. Just being not so nice to myself as far as compromising those things, and just being like, hey, this isn't working out for me, I'm sorry, and just honestly standing up for yourself, which was always an issue for me as well, of, oh, I'm just gonna conform to everything that somebody else wants me to do, live out their dream, when I didn't even know what my dreams were. So spending time to myself helped me to choose myself more as well. Because I watched a church video and they were talking about the way that you are when you're single translates into how you are in a relationship. And to me, that is very true, because if while you were by yourself, you didn't learn how to take care of yourself and depend on yourself and to nurture yourself the way that you need to, you're not going to nurture a relationship. You're not going to pay that much attention to the other people or give them space to grow, because you never gave yourself space to grow or accepted yourself completely the way that you needed to. And then also just building habits alone without the distractions of other people or other things. And then once you are around that person, both of you come together as whole people individually, and then you add on to each other instead of this person still needing to heal from a lot of things that have caused them not to be completely whole. And then same with you. And then both of you start to fill a void within yourselves or each other and causing codependency to happen. You should never want to depend on someone else for your happiness or for your complete well-being to be intact. You should always be able to be okay with someone being there or not being there and knowing when to choose when they don't need to be there anymore and doing what's best for you at the end of the day. I had to learn that as well. I was very dependent on the people in my life due to abandonment issues that I've dealt with over the years. And codependency became my defense mechanism. I felt the need to cling on to those people or those situations because those were the things that I placed my identity in because I didn't know who I was. I didn't know my own identity. So once those things were taken away, I was lost. And I was lost for a very long time. And anytime I felt like I was getting closer to getting back to myself or to a better version of myself, it felt like there was always something that popped up that made me feel less and less connected to myself. But more recently, within the past couple years, I'll say I've been winning the battle, I guess, of fighting for myself again and fighting for what I want for me and learning what I needed to learn to be able to grow from those situations and being alone and taking that as a good thing and not a bad thing. I used to feel like there's something wrong with you being single or there's something wrong with you wanting your alone time. But those spaces where we are away from distractions provide so much growth for our well-being and our spirit and our mental state, everything. So I'm very grateful for that. But overall, you are not going to lose anything by choosing yourself. You're going to gain so much. You would lose more by neglecting yourself. And when you neglect yourself, it's not a lot of the stuff that we do as adults. It stems so much from our childhood and a lot of our childhood trauma that we haven't addressed, and they show up in our adulthood in many different ways. So, for example, for me, whenever I was younger, I did deal with, like I said, abandonment issues. So I began to feel like I didn't deserve love because whenever I felt like I needed it, I felt like I had to jump through hoops in order to get it or to prove that I deserved it. So I would always jump through hoops as an adult as well to get validation from other people because I never learned how to validate myself. And a lot of those experiences made me feel like I was behind in so many ways because I didn't have the childhood development that I needed. And I mean, yeah, I'm not a kid anymore, but it still affects me in different ways. Another example of that would be feeling anxious. Also, another way of looking at anxiety that I've noticed is you're trying to get away from a situation. So you're anticipating the opportunity to get away from it instead of being present and learning what you need to learn in those moments. Because even though those moments are stressful and you don't understand why you're there, there is something that needs to be planted inside of you in those moments in order for you to grow in the next seasons of your life. So having that anxiety is pretty much self-induced, and also I feel like depression is as well. We get so caught up in these cycles of, okay, I'm gonna do good for a little while. I'm tired. Okay, I'm really tired. Okay, I don't want to do it no more. And then you just stop. And then you beat yourself up about stopping. And then after you beat yourself up about stopping, you feel lower than you did when you originally stopped. And it's so hard to pull yourself back together after you beat yourself up so much. And the world is already against us, so why would we want to be against ourselves too? Like, somebody has to be there for us, and why not let it be us? And the more that you are in a better headspace, the more you can be in a better headspace with every aspect of your life, not just the parts that are comfortable in those moments, but the parts that you might not want to address as well. Healing is not meant to be fun. It's never been meant to be fun. It's actually a pretty interesting roller coaster. You're good some days, and then you're horrible the other days, and then you're on top of the world, and then you're below the world. Like, you're all over, and that's okay. But you're making progress. All you can do is be better than you were the day before and make those necessary changes, whether it's environments, people, situations, circumstances, jobs, whatever it is. Removing those things that are not benefiting your growth, and not apologizing for it, because you're doing it for you. At the end of the day, this is your life. You can't live for someone else, and they can't live for you. You have to want to live for yourself. You have to want to be the best version you could be for yourself. And it's also telling yourself that you do deserve better. I feel like a lot of people become successful because they stop paying or focusing on what they can't do and focus on what they can do and what they can control and their talents that they have right now, what they can capitalize on right now, what are their passions and stuff that they have going on right now in the present moment. Everything is about being present and self-aware. Emotional intelligence, all those things. But once you choose yourself, it gets easier as you keep going. You owe yourself consistency. Why don't you feel like you deserve consistency? And that's a really, really big question to ask. But yeah, that's all I have for this episode. Remember that it's not a race. It's a marathon. It's ongoing. And there's so many beautiful lessons in everything. We just have to be open-minded enough to accept it. But I hope you have a wonderful day. And I'll talk to you on the next one. Bye.